I'm Kevin Cross. This is your look at sports. The Lakefield Horned Frogs lost a pair of games over the weekend. The Frogs fell 12-1 on the road against the Pipestone A's on Friday night. Lakefield lost 12-0 to the Wyndham Pirates in six innings on Sunday at home. The Pirates took the scoreless tie in the top of the third inning, added six more runs in the fourth, one more in the fifth, and four more in the sixth. Brett Rosso took the loss for Lakefield after giving up seven runs, with three of them earned, on six hits, plus two walks in four innings. Ike Rogers, Cash Gilbert, and Ryan Fricke each collected one hit for Lakefield. The 2-8 Horned Frogs host Heron Lake on Wednesday night. The Fox Lake Foxes struck out 12 times during a 5-1 road loss to the Wyndham Pirates in seven innings on Sunday. Wyndham drew first blood in the bottom of the second, added three more runs in the third, and one more in the fourth. The Foxes scored with help from a Wyndham error in the top of the seventh. Paxton Gravlin took the loss for Fox Lake after allowing five runs on nine hits while striking out nine and walking two in six innings of work. Gravlin, Luke Kester, and Zach Anderson each collected one hit. The 2-7 Foxes host the Jackson Bulls in Truman on Wednesday night. The Heron Lake Lakers lost a pair of games on Sunday. The Lakers lost to the Worthington Cubs 4-1 in seven innings during the afternoon. Heron Lake also lost to the Jackson Bulls 10-0 in five innings that same evening. The 1-12 Lakers visit Lakefield on Wednesday night. The 8-6 Bulls visit Fox Lake on Wednesday night. The Midwest Madness Tour roared to life at Worthington Speedway on Sunday night. Jesse Rogatsky captured the $1,000 modified win from the fourth starting spot. Justin Ludenberg charged forward from 10th to take home $1,000 and double up on weekend stock car victories in Worthington. Cam Reimers took the wire-to-wire sport mod win. Evan Shetler emerged victorious from the pole in the hobby stock feature with plenty of action throughout the field. Skylar Savage took the lead from the outside pole and managed to keep everyone behind him in the sport compacts. Worthington Speedway had plenty of memorable moments on Saturday during the prelude to the madness. Jimmy Cole overtook early leader Jace Witt for the modified win from third in the nightcap. Justin Ludenberg hounded Kurt Lund for most of the stock car feature before flying by on the outside to take the win from fifth. Connor Vandeweer charged forward from eighth place in a sport mod feature full of twists and turns. Austin Johns took home the victory from seventh in a wild hobby stock feature. Brooke Osler took advantage of heavy lap traffic to steal the sport compact victory from seventh starting. Trevor Flute made the right move to lead every lap of the Sportsman feature after starting 7th. The Worthington Speedway is off until Saturday, July 12th, when all seven regular classes return to action on Salute to Ag Night. You can always find the latest local sports coverage online at kkoj.com. That's your look at sports. I'm Kempson Cross.